Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. This is what you've been waiting for. It's time for our weekly visit with Red Sox pitching legend, Bill the Space Manley. Good morning, Bill. How you doing today?
Is that Deborah Harry?
Yes, it was. As a matter of fact.
Is she the one that can hit a baseball real flat?
Yes, she can.
No, yes, it's Joan Jett, isn't it? Okay. One of them plays baseball. That's all I know.
Okay, so how are you this morning?
How am I? I'm terrible. Well, we won. My bat hit a double, walk-off double in the ninth inning. The problem was I wasn't swinging it. But
okay, well, that can happen.
But my team won, and we scored more runs than the Red Sox because they're kind of having an anemia fit right now.
Well, the problem is, Bill, everybody's scoring more runs than the Red Sox right now. What's wrong?
Well, no. They had a 500 weekend, which, you know, and a year ago, we would have thought it was a great weekend.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
This weekend, it's not. We play two lower case teams that, well, you got to realize bad teams can only play better and good teams can only play worse. There's a thing called the law of averages.
Okay, I kind of like that. Okay.
I'm starting to get worried about Mookie Betts.
Yeah, what's the deal?
That's the problem. I did not know he injured his hamstring that bad. You know, I did not know that was his Achilles heel. I didn't know it was higher up near his ass.
Wow.
But that's
sound painful.
You got to run backwards. The problem with athletes, especially baseball, is hamstrings, and that's because their quads get overdeveloped and their hamstrings are, if your quad is twice as strong as your hamstring, you're going to pull your hamstring. So you got to keep your hamstring strong and flexible, and the key is to run backwards.
You know, I've heard that for years, Bill, that people actually strengthen their legs by running backwards, and it's always the hamstring that gets strengthened. This really is true, huh?
It is true. I mean, I've done it my whole life, backpedaling and stuff. You never heard of a hockey player pulling a hamstring, have you?
You know, you're right about that. Wow.
In fact, I'm playing with Rick Middleton. I'll ask that question. I'll be with Nifty and all the bad Bruins today at Vespers Golf Course. You know why the Bruins picked the day as their tournament?
Why?
Because they thought they were going to win the Stanley Cup.
Really? No.
They're optimists. I love that.
Okay, I like that.
Raise a toast to Pye McKenzie.
Yeah, I and all the boys will be there, and it'll just be a really nice day up there on the Merrimack River, and that's good. And then next weekend I'm heading to St. Mary's for the induction of Pedro Martinez in the Canadian Hall of Fame.
Excellent, excellent.
So,
okay, Bill. So you think once we get Mookie back and things will pick up a little bit, huh?
Well, he's our spark plug.
He's traveling with the team to Baltimore, Bill.
Okay,
so is that a good sign, you think?
Well, Baltimore has never been playing this bad, you know. And what happens to bad teams? You know, law of averages. Be aware of bad teams, you know. Don't whistle past cemeteries. You know, there's a lot of things. And baseball players are like canaries in mine shafts. When one of them gets a whiff of poison, they all go down.
Hey, Bill, I hate to say it, but you were right about David Price. He's won five straight.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Hey, the guy has got he's a monster. Think of it. I look at his feet on the rubber, and they say, which side of the rubber is he on? And they say he's covering the whole damn rubber.
That's a big foot right there.
He can throw anywhere he wants.
Okay. Hey, listen, have a great one, man. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
I will. I'll be back.
Okay. Bye-bye. There's Bill Lee reporting, ladies and gentlemen. And coming up next, right here on the Lorna Whitey Morning Show.